Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, we're going to head on over to Montevideo to CCM Health. And we're going to visit with Courtney Wynn and Jane Reed. Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Why don't you introduce yourself to us a little bit, and then we'll talk about our subject matter, okay? Courtney, why don't you go first?
My name is Courtney Wynn. I am the Perinatal Services Supervisor here at CCM Health. I live at home with my husband and four kids. Keep us plenty busy. We are enjoying the activities with the older ones while chasing around the little ones.
Okay. Jane, how about you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Jane Reed. I'm one of the nurse midwives here in Montevideo. As far as family goes, I have four kids, and you asked a little bit about hobbies earlier, and my hobbies are my grandkids. So I have four kids and six grandkids, and whatever the grandkids are doing, I hope that I can be there with them. So
yeah.
That's my hobbies.
Well, that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. So, Courtney, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, both of us are involved in our obstetrics department at CCM Health. So it's a big passion of ours that we'd like to talk about today.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to just turn the floor over to you two then.
All right. So we wanted to talk a little bit about something we have unique here at CCM Health that we not only offer to our patients, but also patients in surrounding areas who, you know, might not be choosing to come to CCM Health. We have our prenatal classes and our lactation classes. Each of these are quarterly. The prenatal classes are paired for a two-day event. Our next ones are May 8th and 9th, August 14th and 15th, and November 13th and 14th. The first night, we focus on labor and delivery, how to incorporate position changes before labor and during labor, when it's a good time to come in, how to push, how to breathe, different pain relief options and birth plan options as well that they can work out with their provider in the hospital.
Okay.
The second night, we also focus on the postpartum piece of it, basically just what to expect with your newborn in the hospital and when at home. We try to keep the class fun. We have some prizes and games that we do, and we really just focus on making sure that we're giving patients the education they deserve before they start their journey as parents. Our classes are free, even if you don't come to CCM Health for your patient care, and same with our lactation classes.
Okay. Yeah, the prenatal classes, of course, that's the husbands are there as well. It's a couple thing, right?
They are. We actually try to make a little bit of a competitive edge between the husband and wife or support person, so it's pretty fun.
I remember my first prenatal class back in the 70s at the Alexandria Hospital. We lived in Alexandria at the time, and I remember being nervous and scared.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's funny. I've had a couple of patients come in between the 2 days, and they were talking about it, not actually getting a prize the first night because they didn't win whatever you guys were doing. And yep. So then the next night they were, you know, like talking to each other about how they were going to win the prize this night because they didn't do very good the first night.
Yeah, I can see that. This last group we had was very competitive and really fun.
That's and they're, you said they're free classes, huh?
They are, yep. And then we also have our lactation classes that we usually schedule a couple weeks after our prenatal class. The next one that we have is May 23rd, August 29th, and then November 28th.
Okay. All right. Lactation services and nursing trained, and you're trained in lactation, right?
We are. I'm actually one of the certified lactation specialists myself. It's a 40-hour training that you do in order to support patients with breastfeeding, bottle feeding, combination of the both. Sometimes people choose to pump and then bottle feed, and we're kind of the experts on all of it.
Mm-hmm. Talk about breastfeeding a little bit. You know, some women, it's natural to them, and it works well with them, and some mothers, it doesn't.
Yep, I think that's kind of been the standard in history, but I think what we're finding as we do more research with lactation is it's not necessarily that, you know, some women can't breastfeed. It's more just making sure they're getting the right education to make it work with them, and that's what our lactation specialists really focus on. We have the clinic lactation specialist seeing them prenatally at their clinic appointments to kind of prepare for the journey. And then they're seen in the hospital, and you can be seen in the clinic anytime after your lactation journey. So we really focus on giving moms the support they need to be successful in however they choose to feed their babies.
Talk about the birthing plan. You have to have a plan, right, going into the birthing?
So usually around 28 weeks, we like to give women a template that is pretty blank but gives them some talking points around what a birth plan might look like. And we review all of the options for pain relief, care that their baby might need afterwards. And those talking points they take home, they talk with their partner about things that they might want, and then they bring back that template filled out with ideas and hopes and dreams of what they want their birth to look like. And we review it with them, and then we put it in our hospital plan so that the nurses, when they come in labor, then can see what their goals are for their particular birth. And we do our best to try to get them as close as we can to the birth that they want. And it's just a great way, I think, for everybody to get on the same page around what each particular person wants. And there's really no right answers. There's really no wrong answers around those birth plans. Everybody kind of has a unique idea as to what their perfect birth looks like. And we really want to, I think, help them get the birth that they want. And I think it's part of just becoming a parent, where you have lots of ideas around what perfect parenting looks like, and everybody gets to do this their way. And so if we can help women have a good birth journey, I think it also helps them become mothers and be empowered to make all of those decisions they'll make for the next 18 years of that child's life.
That's great. Sounds like you're really open to alternative methods then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
good.
I would say that's true.
Okay. Other things we need to talk about this morning?
One of the big topics that come up in our parenting classes as well as in clinic appointments is what kind of pain relief options we offer here at CCM Health. And a lot of that really looks into the birth plans that we're talking about, having patients be educated on this in advance and knowing that they can change their mind in the process and that we have these options available. We offer things like aromatherapy, hydrotherapy, different breathing position changes, massage. We usually try to get the dad up there involved in that as much as we can. And then, if a patient's wanting an epidural or intrathecal, we have those options as well. IV pain medications we have available. We also have nitrous oxide available as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things that our hospital offers that you don't see everywhere is water births, which I'll let Jane talk about that. She's pretty passionate about that.
Okay, Jane?
Yeah, so we started doing water births about 3 years ago here, and it seems to be something more and more folks are wanting to at least have the option to do. I would say as far as the benefits of water births, we know that there's some good pain relief when you put women in a large body of water. There's a lot of weight behind that much water. And so good pain relief is a realistic, I think, benefit that women can expect when they get in at our tubs. The other thing we know is that it can decrease the amount of lacerations that women have. So if they don't have as much lacerating, they tend to recover really nicely. Being in a big tub of water also encourages a lot of movement, almost even floating in the water at times. So movement makes labor go a little bit faster, and so women tend to have a little bit faster labors and even births if they're in the water.
Okay. What are some unique perks that you guys offer?
We try to make the stay here for patients as comfortable as possible. Labor can be a long process, so we want to make sure the couple is comfortable while they're here and after the baby's born. We do have 40-inch TVs in the room with streaming capabilities. Our rooms are large, whether we have our postpartum suite or our labor room. We provide snacks. We have a meal from a local restaurant here one of the nights. cake, we have gift, and then we also have our new postpartum suite, which is very unique. It's kind of an old tradition for dads to have to sleep on the very uncomfortable couch in the hospital, and we are trying to steer away from that and provide a more luxurious experience for them after the baby's born. So they're able to share a queen-size bed that's still able to move like a hospital bed to make it easier for breastfeeding and comfort for the mom after birth. And we also, you know, are able to provide the streaming services in there on the TV and a fridge in the room and just making it as homey as possible for them.
Wow. Things sure have changed since the birth of my first child.
Makes you want to have another one, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, 1977, my first child was born. So, what are some of the big changes since then? You would say.
I'd say one of the big changes that has happened is the support with lactation. I think it used to be that if a baby didn't latch on with the first few minutes, it was easy to resort to a bottle and formula, and breastfeeding has become so popular again, which is great to see, and I think we really have the support behind it.
Yeah, I think one other thing we can talk about as far as just changes goes, I think there was a time when women could expect to go into the hospital and spend a fair amount of their labor time in a bed, and that's definitely changing. We've really discovered that the more we allow women to get up and move around and assume different positions in labor, we can help them have a faster labor, probably a little bit more independent labor. So I think a big change, I would say, is movement in labor. Women are definitely moving around a lot more during the labor process. And our nurses have done a really good job just getting trained in different positions that help optimize baby's movement through the pelvis. And so women can expect to move when they come to Montevideo when they're in labor and okay. to move independently up and around the room and within our department the way that they would like to.
Okay. And that helps with the labor then?
It does. I think it helps with labor, but it also helps even with the recovery process to get up and move around and to not stay put.
Okay. How do you encourage their partners, their husbands, along this path during labor and stuff?
We do touch on that a lot in our prenatal classes, not what to expect as the laboring mom, but what to expect as the support person. There's a lot of different counter pressure movements they can do, massage, and just reminding their partner to do the breathing techniques that we talk about, because when you're in that much pain, it's easy to forget, you know, what you've learned. And so it's nice for the support person to have been there and be able to work through that with them.
Okay. I'm just going by my experiences again, Courtney and Jane. I was told to keep time between contractions and turn the TV off, stop watching Gilligan's Island. So that's kind of changed.
Paul, were you able to cut the cord when your babies were born?
No, I was not. No, I was present on all four or all three of them, but no,
okay.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Is that what they do now?
Well, if they want to, they're sure welcome to.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, like I said, things have changed. All right. Well, it sounds like the place to have a baby is at CCM Health. You have a great department there, it sounds like.
We're very proud of how far we've come.
Okay. How long have you worked with CCM Health, Courtney and Jane?
I've been at CCM Health for coming up on 5 years this spring.
Just recently, I've been a midwife here for the last 3 years, but okay. I had the pleasure of starting the program in 2003, so it's been kind of in and out as I've raised my family.
Okay. What do you like about working at CCM Health?
I think the culture speaks volumes. I think when I come to work every day, I feel like I'm hanging out with my friends, honestly, and I think that is something that is passed on to the patients with just the positive feeling we have here.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. And if people want to contact you, how can they do that?
For appointments, they can call our main line, which is 320-269-8877. If they're wanting to set up an appointment, they can direct them to the correct area.
All right. Real good. Thank you, Courtney, and thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Courtney Nguyen, an RN, and Jane Reed, a midwife at CCM Health in Montevideo. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.